have a really cool video on YouTube for your song Mountains of Blue.
Ah, thanks.
What can you tell me about that song and video?
Yeah, that song was inspired by Lauren Harris. He's a Group of Seven Canadian painter in the new art gallery in Saskatoon, the Ramey. There's a painting of his. And we were on tour last fall out through the mountains. That was our first time going on tour, our first time out west as a band. And just we had some time off in the mountains and in nature, and really felt really connected to nature. And it's really grounding being out in those mountains. So then coming back from the tour, I went to the art gallery, and the first painting I saw there was this big blue painting of the mountains, and it's called Mountains Near Jasper, and it just drew me right in, and I spent some time with it, and went back to it a few days later, and then noticed certain colors, certain yellows and whites and things I had missed the first time, and it kind of got me thinking about, like, what else am I missing, you know, going through life. You can go through life really busy and distracted, and you can miss some of those smaller details, so that kind of inspired the idea of Mountains of Blue, of the song. Like, everything around me could overwhelm me if I let it. Just the more you become aware of things, the more beauty you see in the world. And there's the bridge of the song, it kind of, the sound of it, we wanted to really emphasize that feeling of being overwhelmed. You know, that concept of how our brain sort of filters out certain things so that you aren't overwhelmed, or you aren't sensing everything actually around you, or else it would be too overwhelming. So we wanted that kind of 10-second bridge of the song to really showcase that feeling. And also, like, that Willy Wonka, the original Willy Wonka movie where they're going on that boat, and it's just, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I remember as a kid just being scared of that scene and it being so overwhelming, but we wanted that. That was kind of the inspiration of that section of the song. So it gets kind of really, really big and almost a little scary sounding. And then it comes back down to having more of that, not control, but just being aware of all the beauty around you. So the music video for that, we filmed out when we went back on our second tour out west through the mountains and through nature. We had some time off. Or not some time off, but some downtime in between shows. And so we spent a little bit of time kind of checking out the rivers and the trees and stuff, and got some footage and decided to put a little video together for it.
Turned out great.
Thanks.
Is there a theme to the songs on the record?
A lot of them are focused around kind of nature and lessons that nature can teach you, and lots of, like, self-reflection. So Nathan and I, we both live really close to the river, and I'd spend lots of time going down to the river and kind of reflecting on some things going on in my life and some new changes, you know, moving to Saskatoon in a new space. There's some loss I'd faced, and some new exciting journeys we were on, and just kind of evaluating where we were at and how I was dealing with those things. And it kind of, you know, it led to some thoughts about purpose of life and about kind of the idea of being interconnected with nature and having a bit of an appreciation for art and one another. So it all kind of stems toward, or it all kind of builds towards a deeper understanding of interconnectedness, and ends with that kind of realization. The last song on the record is called Energy in Motion, and it's kind of about, that's where the subtitle of the record, We Provide What We Absorb What We Provide. It's all about kind of the energy you give off is what's reflected back to you. And that kind of stems from just watching the river and thinking about how, you know, yeah, you can see the river goes on, nature, it's cyclical, and just kind of what you're giving off is what you're getting back.
You've played lots of shows across Western Canada, including at Saskatchewan's Jazz Festival, a showcase at Breakout West, and a couple of performances on CTV this morning. You've also opened for some great artists, including Scenic Route to Alaska and Mo Kenny. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
One show? That's a tough one. The Jazz Fest was such an awesome show. Like, being from Saskatoon and going to the Jazz Fest for so many years and seeing so many my favorite artist there, for both of us, that was such a sweet experience, and being a part of the Jazz Fest was awesome. And Also, another show we played at the Nest Creek Music Festival in 2017, the summer there, and we played on it's called the Floating Stage of Aquarius, and it was on a boat out on the lake in the afternoon, and it was such a cool experience. Everybody was out on floaties and stuff, floating out on the lake and listening. So that was a show. We still get people coming up to us saying, "Oh yeah, I remember seeing you on that boat at Nest Creek." So that's it. That was a really nice moment too.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of your upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yes. Our website is toosoonmonsoon.com. That's TOOSOON monsoon.com. Yeah, we got links to our music on there, social medias, some photos, behind the scenes photos. And definitely our tour dates or any upcoming shows that we'll be doing later this spring and summer.
I'd like to take us out with your most recent single, Strange Age. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Strange Age, that one, that was an interesting one. It's kind of speaking to kind of the journey that the record goes through. A lot of kind of self-reflecting, thinking about kind of the world you're in or the experiences you're having. So you can, like, personally, that it felt like a strange time going through that self-reflection period and really going kind of inward and thinking about the different things that I was experiencing, some of the pain or the happiness too, and what was causing that. And so Strange Age to me is kind of about, you know, we all kind of are on our own little journey, and sometimes the people around you you need to ask for some patience to stick with you through that journey. And the end of the track talks about, like, kind of going down the rabbit hole. So that kind of idea is about, you know, going inward, reflecting, and then moving forward. So the next song on the album is called Stay Golden. And that one's about, we're going to be releasing that one in the next month or so. And that one's about, you know, continuing on and thinking about some of the memories or the people that maybe you've lost or the people, important people in your life, and keeping those thoughts with you, the good thoughts with you, and using that to move forward. And so the album, it kind of starts a little bit with a lot of kind of questions about the purpose of life, and that's kind of the first side of the record, and then it builds towards some of the understandings about growing up and about dealing with change and dealing with conflict and understanding the interconnectedness of all living things. And yeah.
Look forward to hearing the rest of the songs. Greg, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
What will we do? What will we say? Where will we turn when darkness consumes? We are a long way from light. Are we aware? Are we alone? Do we even care? The damage is done. We are in a strange age. Can we still believe? Hold up, hold up, hold up. Can you wait for me? Can you wait for me? Can you wait for me? In a strange age. In a strange age. If we remain, where will we stand? Is the path, and what is the plan? We are in a strange age. Can you wait for me? strange.